Hey, friend, I wanted to give you some tips today on this episode of how to stop a panic attack or anxiety really quickly. Now, there's lots of things that we're going to go through in this podcast, but I wanted to give you some tools before I get into some of the deeper things. Like, this podcast today was supposed to be kind of about the differences between anxiety and depression. And I will do that one. But I just thought that it was more important for me to give you tools first off, so that if you get triggered with anything that's happening in your day, or just even some of the conversations that I might have on this podcast, you can have some tools that you can use right away. So grab your notebook and a pen and write down some of these tips, because you will want to implement these if you're suffering with anxiety. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the King, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. Welcome to Ditching Depression with Melanie Borbo. I'm super excited to be here today because I have some tips that are going to help you to just push back that anxiety attack that, you know, and you know what I'm talking about, the racing heartbeat, the dilated pupils, the feeling like you're cold or your blood pressure increases. You might cry, you might have your muscles get really tense, and you might get dizzy from like an increase in blood sugar. Your immune system kind of shuts down, and you have trouble focusing or just paying attention to small tasks, right? Like, that has happened to multiple people. You're definitely not alone if you experience that. And I mean, you think about when you go into a serious panic attack, many people have ended up in the emergency because they think they're actually having a heart attack. And for good reason, because there is, we were created with something called the fight or flight response, right? This was designed in us for a reason, because, you know, when we were like back in the old days, when we had more threats, right? Like, there was actual threats of animals eating us, or, you know, of something major happening. And that flight or fight response was designed to prevent us from getting killed. It's still designed to keep us from getting killed. However, many times in life today, we just have this chronic stress, right? This chronic stress that just, it shows up when we worry about our finances. It shows up when we are, you know, maybe worried about our kids' safety, or when we are, you know, whatever, having a fight with our spouse, whatever. All of a sudden that stress shows up. And sometimes for some people, they don't even actually understand what the trigger was in the first place. All of a sudden they just wake up with anxiety, or they just wake up, or they just, you know, something happens and they just start having that response in their body. And so that, you know, that is not good. That chronic stress, like, I don't know if you've heard this before, but stress is a killer. It absolutely is a killer. And chronic stress is one of the number ones, right? That can cause so much damage to our body. And so when we have these fight or flight, you know, either our body wants to fight to protect us, or it wants us to run from something. But in a lot of cases, it's not something that is that serious. But yet our body, and our brain especially, doesn't know that. Like, our brain tells our body, Wah, look out. This is scary. This is so scary. This is so dangerous. So what I wanted to do today was to give you some quick tips. Like I'm talking, these are things that you can implement immediately after this, this podcast, because I know you're busy, right? I know you're busy, and I will have more in-depth kind of tips and things for you. But I just thought, you know what? Before I get too deep into this podcast, I wanted to give you some actual tangible tools that you could use, right? So the first one that I want to talk to you about is our brains are, everything is processed through our brains, right? Like all of our senses use our brain to process and to understand. So the first thing that when you start to feel that panic setting in, you know, those responses that I just talked about, when you start to feel that stuff happening in your body, you can catch it really quickly. Because actually, here's the thing. I think it takes like 6 seconds or 4 seconds to change, to flip your switch, so to speak, like to change your brain. And if you can catch your brain before it goes into full-on freak-out mode, you can actually stop that panic attack before it really even starts. So one of the things that I was taught in my training is this thing called the five senses, like a five senses exercise. So let's say you're starting to feel something, right? Or you're starting to think something, you're having thoughts about something, because more often than not, it's the thought of something that causes us to go into that fight or flight, that stress response. And then our bodies take over from there, right? And so if we can stop the thoughts, stop the brain from hijacking the body, we can make a difference. So when you start to think something's going to happen, I want you to just take a pause for a second, and I want you to look around and physically look around you with your eyes and ask yourself, what are five things that I can see? What are five things that I can see right now? Can I see my, can I see my kitchen? Can I see my kid? Can I see my car? Can I see the clouds in the sky? Can I see that cat walking across the street? Like, what can I see? So that's the first thing. Five things that you can see. And physically look around you and in your brain be like, or even out loud if you want, what are five things that I can see? And look for them, right? Doesn't matter what they are. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to stop your brain from freaking out. So that's the first one. The second one is four things that you can hear. So now just take a pause and listen. Do you hear birds chirping? Do you hear cars driving? Do you hear kids crying? Do you hear your husband talking to you? Do you hear the phone ringing? Or do you hear nothing? Do you just hear silence? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Again, it does not matter what you hear. Just do the exercise. And then the next one you want to do is three things you can touch. So physically reach out. Can I touch the chair? Can I touch the wall? Can I touch my kid? Can I touch my hair? Can I touch my hand? Right? What are three things that you can physically touch? And then two things that you can smell. So what are two things that you can smell? So again, you have to stop, right? You have to pause and go, huh, what do I smell? Do I smell fresh air? Do I smell supper cooking? Do I smell my daughter's poopy diaper? Like, what do I smell? Okay. And then the last one that you want to do is what's one thing that you can taste? So if you sit there and you think, can I taste anything right now? Can I taste, you know, the sip of coffee that I just had? Can I taste whatever? Like, And just look around to see if there's anything that you can taste. Is there any food in front of you? Is there any drink or anything in front of you? Take a sip, take a bite, and then, okay, I can taste that, right? Because like I say, the reason that you do this is because you want to stop. You want to hijack your brain before your brain hijacks your body, right? So you want to stop it. And there's that pause. And this is a critical point. Anytime anything happens, whether it's a full-blown anxiety attack or you just, you know, feel a headache coming on or whatever, just take a pause. There is power in the pause. Always, 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 always. There's power in the pause. So that goes for even before you react or respond to somebody. If somebody has said something to you and you just aren't really sure how to react, then take a pause. Even if you are sure what you think you should say, still take a pause. I promise you, there is power in that pause. So that's the first little exercise that you can do. And like I say, you can do this one right now as you're listening to me. Pause me right now if you are feeling anxious about something, and go through this five sense activity. And I betcha you will feel yourself just calm down because you've stopped the plan, right, of the brain. And so that's good. And I want to tell you something here too, before I go on to the next one. The more often that you allow your brain to totally override everything else and take control, the more often that we do that, we create these pathways in our brain, right? It's like if you were to walk on the lawn back and forth from point A to point B over and over and over again, pretty soon there gets to be a path there. And the more often you do it, the deeper that path gets and the more worn down that grass is, right? It's the same thing in our brain. So the more often that we do either a negative thing or a positive thing, the more of these pathways we're going to have in our brain. So if we want good things, and if we want to, you know, reduce the anxiety, reduce the worry, improve the depression, all of those things, we need to start taking different paths, different habits in order to create new pathways. So this little exercise that I just told you, this five senses activity, that if the more you do that, the more you catch that anxiety from before it goes full blown into an anxiety attack, the better, right? The better, because you're building pathways. So if you do it once, that's great. But if you do it 10 times, that's 10 times better. If you do it 100 times, man, we're talking huge transformation by now. So keep that in mind. And I will be repeating that over and over again, because again, repetition is the mother of all, they say, but also it's the pathways. The more I tell you this stuff or certain things that are really important, the more you're going to remember them and the more you're going to do them, and the sooner you're going to have a pathway built for that positive new habit. Okay. The other one that works so good is breathing. Now, we can't survive more than a few minutes without breath. However, we can go a whole long time, a good part of our life, without really deep breathing, that diaphragmatic breathing. So if we, like many times, just kind of pay attention to how you breathe, right? When you're calm and everything's good, your breathing might be, you know, a little bit deeper. But even still, usually, unless we consciously plan or make the effort to do deep breathing, we don't breathe deep enough. And then what happens is our lungs lose capacity to take in those deep, deep breaths. So that's not good. We don't want that. We need oxygen. Our brains need oxygen. In fact, I think it's like in 4 minutes, if our brain cells. Brain cells are particularly sensitive to oxygen. Within 4 minutes of being deprived of it, they can start to die. You see? So we need to change the way that we breathe and the amount that we breathe. And so when we breathe in really deep, we can slow down the fight or flight response, that attack mode. We can slow that down, because what happens is what, when we breathe in really deep. So when you think about the way that you breathe, most of us are, like I said, are shallow breathers. So that means that our lungs never fully inflate, nor do they ever fully deflate. So guess what I'm going to get you to do? Yes, I'm going to get you to do some deep breathing, because this is a powerful, powerful tool for all kinds of things, all kinds of stress. And it's just a really good practice to get into. Even helping you sleep, like I say, I'm going to do a whole podcast on sleep, but it even helps you to go back to sleep after you've woke up in the middle of the night. Deep breathing can help you go back to sleep. So what do? You can either put your hand on your hands on your belly, or you can lay down on your back and put like a book or something light on your belly. And the idea is that you want to breathe in really deeply. So you're going to inhale really deep, and that your abdomen should move. So if your hands are on your abdomen, your hands should move when you inhale. If you have a book there, it should go up when you inhale, right? And you want to inhale as deep as you can. It's hard for me to do that and talk at the same time, but you know what I mean? So just breathe in really deep, but then you want to hold it there for a few seconds, right? Breathe it in really slowly, hold it there for a couple of seconds, and then breathe it out even slower, right? Just deep, deep. And you want to breathe out until you can't get any more oxygen out of your lungs. So you're really deflating your lungs. And if you do this, like someone had told me now that you could do 4 seconds in, hold for 5 seconds, and out for six, I believe. I'm not sure if I got the numbers right. But anyway, you get the idea, right? So you breathe in for a shorter amount of time. You hold it for a little bit longer, and then you breathe out for a longer amount of time, because then you're absolutely getting everything in and everything out, right? And the oxygen is actually moving. When you hold it, your oxygen is actually moving, and your cells are getting that the much needed oxygen that they need, right? Our cells need oxygen. So when we move our belly up and our belly in, that's using our diaphragm. That's actually flattening out our diaphragm, and that significantly increases lung capacity, and it calms all body systems. Can you believe it? Isn't that, like, that is so simple, right? So when someone gets really angry or anxious, what happens to your breathing? Have you ever thought about it? Right? All of a sudden it gets really shallow. You start to hyperventilate. It gets really, and so what's happening? Our brains are being actually starved of oxygen because we're not breathing in enough to get that oxygen deeply into our brain. And we start to, then we start to really see the effects of that lack of oxygen. So when you can learn to control your breathing, there's some immediate benefits actually. So this, it calms the amygdala, which is the emotional part of the brain. It counteracts the fight or fight flight response, relaxes muscles. It'll warm up your hands and regulates your heart rhythm. So these are all, do you see how the things that happen when we go into an anxiety attack, the things that physically happen to our body, deep breathing can actually calm or decrease most of them. So that's pretty amazing, right? That's just a really simple, easy way to calm ourselves. So, you know, first things first, I was going to say first things first, do the five senses exercise, but really, truly, you have to, remember I was talking about the power pause? That power pause is going to be a deep breath, usually, right? Like you want to take in that deep breath and you just want to stop for a second and then go ahead and do your five senses activity that we just talked about at the beginning of the podcast and then come back to the deep breathing. I mean, whatever, I guess you can do in whatever order you want. I'm just thinking logically in my mind how that would go. But again, you can do it however you want. And there is no right or wrong way. Any way that you do this, like if you get your five things and four things and three things mixed up, it doesn't actually matter. The point of the whole exercise is that you're taking that power pause and you're just causing your brain and your system and your breathing and everything to slow down so that you can come back to a rational place in your brain, right? Because when we go into fight or flight, many times we lose our rational thought. Now it is all purely emotional. And when we react and when we live in that space of being purely emotional and purely reactive as opposed to responsive, we can harm a lot of relationships in our life. We can make a lot of situations way worse than they need to be. So again, there's that power pause. It's super important, right? Super important. So I pray that this helps you. And let me know. I would love to know if you've used this and either one of these things and how they work for you. So again, take care and deep breathe and really truly have a power pause. So the tips that I have for you today. But you know, stay tuned because I've got more tips. That and just lifestyle changes and hacks that can totally help you on the road to overcoming depression and anxiety naturally. Take care, and I will see you soon. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.